Introducing you to the special seekers name Ani Marach for Parshas Yisrael for the Shabbos of the 12th of February. Parshas Yisrael, Yishmi Yisrael. We name this Parsha of the Ten Commandments after a goy. After he's non-Jewish. Yisrael was Moses' father-in-law. And Moses' father-in-law, because Moses had to run away from Egypt, from people who were trying to kill him, trying to pursue him, trying to get him into trouble. And for 40 years, he lived in the wilderness, I assume it's the Sinai area, the Sinai region. He was living in the wilderness with Zipporah, his wife, and Yisrael, his father-in-law, Jethro. Jethro is a non-Jew, and some say he was actually African-American. Well, you could say African-American. African. He was dark. He was black. He was coloured. And Moses, Zipporah's wife, was, according to tradition, according to what we know, she was black. She was coloured. I don't know the correct way of saying it in this generation, so I'm not going to get myself into trouble with the new pronouns, new but politically correct way of saying it. But let's just say he's African, dark-skinned, dark, black, and there's nothing wrong. Moses' wife and the two children, Gershom and Moses, so there's nothing wrong. Some people, she's black, oh, there must be something wrong. It's terrible. That's racism. That's disgusting. That's horrible. And I always refer to my psychic friend Christina, who is a gypsy, her family in Poland, in this region of Ukraine, her family were persecuted by the Nazis. The Nazis wanted to kill the Jews, the blacks, and the gypsies. So the Romani gypsies. So we're all in the same boat together. So it's not a big surprise. Moses' father-in-law was a black man. Was coloured. So nothing wrong. In fact, now you realise what we have in common with African people, African Americans, lots of very nice, charming, kind-hearted African Americans, and the most charming one in my mind, I can't help it. It's because of his music. It's because of Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful world! The big beaming smile of an African man. Oh, it's a lovely song. It's a lovely. You're a musician, so we should look up to. We shouldn't be scared. We shouldn't be detached from. We should look up to all kinds of people. So now let's get into the Parsha. The Parsha of the Ten Commandments, the most important facet for the Jewish people of receiving the Torah on Mount Sinai, receiving the Bible, receiving the all our traditions. All our holidays, all our traditions, all our customs, all our way of life is the Torah. And the Torah was named after, the Parsha of the Torah was named after a non-Jew. I mean, it's remarkable, isn't it? Yisro, Jethro. It's named after a non-Jew. Why? Why is it? That's a good question. Why? Why would we name it? Should be called after, this Parsha could be called Parsha Moses, right? It could be Parsha somebody very important, something important. Parsha Ten Commandments. Why do we name the Parsha of the Ten Commandments after Jethro, after Yisro? Deep down inside all of us, and this is the human soul, the spiritual soul, deep down inside of all of us, we all have an interwoven connectivity. We all have an interwoven history. According to the Bible, and I'm saying according to the Bible, even if they're a bit atheist or they're not so sure what I'm talking about, but according to the Bible, we go back in time. Before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we go back in time to Noah, where there was a flood. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem was, we call it the westernized, you could say it, the European species, the white people of the world that were the Shem, the Jewish people, were all included in the Shem. Shem wasn't just Jewish, it was all the whole descendants of, and all the ancestors of they call it the Western countries that we're living in, the white-skinned countries. Ham is Africa. Ham is black, and it's all the dark skin, all the black skinned people. You could overlap there and say some Indians maybe, in that overlap of the skin, the different colored skin, but yes, Ham was the different colored skin. And then Japheth is the Chinese. Japheth is the slanty-eyed people who are the Chinese, Japanese, and the Koreans, and the whole Shem, Ham, and Japheth. According to Jewish tradition, we're all descendants of those three. We're also descendants of Noah, because in the time of the flood, everybody in the world was wiped out. So According to the Bible, we all originate from the same forefather. And then if you go back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, we all come from Adam and Eve. We're all intrinsically the same. It's just that when we are born in a particular country today, or with a particular name today, or this reincarnation, we appear to be Jewish, or we appear to be Christian, or we appear to be African-American, but we all come from the same source. And that is a very important factor. Yisro, Jethro, understood this. He was actually a priest, and the reason why Moses then, of course, got attached to somebody like that and married his daughter was because he could see that this was an all-inclusive man. A man all-inclusive in religion, and all-inclusive. And all-inclusive means I don't judge just because he's Muslim or just because he's Jewish, because he's Chinese, because he's African. It's an all-inclusive. Yes, Jethro, Yisro, actually means additional. It's an add-on. I'm not just including the Jewish people in the Ten Commandments. I'm including all of humanity. I'm including everybody. It's inclusive. The Bible. We talk about the Bible that's present in, whether it be synagogues or it be present in churches. The Old Testament, the New Testament. The Bible is for everyone. Jesus Christ. Now I digress a moment. But Jesus was Jewish. He's one of us. He was Jewish. So people that say they're Christian, it's Christian Judaism. It's the same overlap. It's the same source. It goes, we're all going back to the same source. If somebody says, oh, he's Christian, I don't believe in him, I've got to keep away from him. Or he's Jewish, I've got to keep away from him. Or he's Chinese, I've got to keep away from him. Or he's African-American, I've got to keep away from him. They are not spiritual. They are not the all-inclusive God energy. God energy is an all-inclusive. It's not that these people are special, these people are worse. These people are better, these people are less. It's an all-inclusive energy. The Noam HaMelech talks, Parshas Yisro, he talks, what is it that Vishmi Yisro, Jethro heard what happened to the Jewish people, and then he came along, he joined Moses, he rejoined the Jewish people, because after all, Jethro wasn't a slave in Egypt, and when he heard that they finally got out, they finally got freedom, they finally crossed the Red Sea, they were in the wilderness, he came and joined along with them. And that is because he was amazed. When you're amazed by something, when something is really, let me digress, but let's talk about iPhones. When you see your friends with an iPhone and how good it really is, right? How this works and that works, you want one as well. You're impressed by it. When those of you automobiles, you see people driving a Tesla, you see people driving a Mercedes or a Volvo, and you're impressed with it, you want one as well. When you ladies with fashion handbags, you see a certain fashion, Yves Saint Laurent, a Gucci handbag, you want one as well. Why? Because you're impressed by it. We always want something that has made an impression on our mind and our thoughts. And it is the impression on our mind and our thoughts is what rules our future. When you see other people having a breakthrough and earning more money and being successful, then you know that the Pluto in Aquarius, the Sun in Aquarius, and the new moon that we're going to have very shortly on the Rosh Chodesh, on the 10th of February, you know that, well, everyone's getting it. I'm looking forward to it as well. It's making an impression on you. Things are changing in the world. It's making an impression on you. But the impression is always a thought energy. And when you are impressed by something, and I should add, whatever you are impressed by, that is your soul talking to you. Now, it could be that you're impressed by a very pretty lady, a very handsome gentleman, a style, a class that they've got, a hairstyle that they've got. You're impressed by it. Why are you impressed? You're impressed because you're full energy. You see, your eyes are next to your brain, and your eyes are, you're looking, and it's making an impression on you. And when it makes an impression on your mind and your thoughts, you want it as well. You want to bring it into your life. So how do we achieve things in our lives? Quite simple. It's important to me because it's making an impression on my mind. I'm impressed. Oh, that looks good. That looks good. I want it as well. And you see, in your destiny, in your soul's destiny, your soul knows that you're going to achieve things. But in order to achieve things, you have to be impressed by whatever life wants you to be impressed by. Life wants you to want it. Life wants you to desire it. Life wants you to achieve it. Life wants you to bring it into your mind and your thoughts and then bring it into your real life. But you can only bring something into your real life if your mind is thinking positive. Yisrael is now seeing a miracle. He's seeing a shock and a surprise. I use the word shock and surprise in the astrology website. He's been shocked. He's been surprised. His mind is now open. Very often in life, unfortunately, when people have a shock, somebody had a heart attack and is in hospital. Somebody had a heart attack and died and you go to the funeral. When you have a shock and a surprise, it opens your mind. It's like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Your mind is now being readjusted to shocks and surprises. When you have a phone call from somebody or you hear somebody or you meet somebody and the energy, it's uplifting to you. It's a shock and a surprise to you when something happens. And that too opens your mind. This week's Parsha, the Aquarius energies, is open your mind to be impressed by something. And when you're impressed by something, when you're looking at something and it's giving you energy, that's going to be, you're going to want to draw it into your future. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.